Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Emily Kwong, filling in for our host this morning. And I have with me for the interview a fantastic guest. She's from out of town, Anchorage-based musician Monica Lettner. She is the founder and executive director of Girls Rock Camp Alaska. Monica, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me in the studio, Emily.
And we're listening to one of your songs right now. Can you tell me a little bit about your musical career, how you rock out before we get into how your campers rock out?
Sure. Primarily for the past 15 years, I've been doing mostly rock and roll, blues, and jazz. But I definitely started on a more classical basis when I was a kid. I started playing piano when I was little and went into school band, played saxophone, sang a lot in high school and early college years, and then got a little bit more into guitar and the rock instruments in my 20s. And now I teach a little bit of everything to my private students in Anchorage.
What do you think are some of the messages girls get when they start playing music at a young age?
I think subconsciously, the biggest thing that happens is they don't see women in the industry playing certain instruments or doing certain kinds of music. For instance, if I said to you right now, can you name five famous female drummers? You might have a hard time doing it, and your listeners might as well. So that's one thing. It's not anybody's fault, but it's something that we want to change. We want to make sure that girls know that all of those instruments are available to them and there's no gender bias on any instrument.
When did you start Girls Rock Camp, and how were you inspired to do that?
Girls Rock Camp Alaska started as a 501c3 in Anchorage in 2014 with me and a group of other women who formed my first board of directors. So we had a camp with 20 campers in Anchorage in 2014. Our 2015 camp had 30 campers. And then this year we decided to expand 500%.
You're bringing the rock around Alaska.
That's right. That's awesome. The rock and roll road trip.
Oh, so where else will you be?
We have 2 weeks in Anchorage this year. And then we have 1 week in Fairbanks, 1 week in Haines, and 1 week here in Sitka. You also asked where I came up with the inspiration for it. When I went to visit a friend of mine in Seattle in 2012, just for a fun summer weekend, is what I thought. She's a former Alaskan, a Talkeetna friend of mine who lives down there now and is a voice teacher. And a couple days before the trip, she said, I'm going to be teaching at this rock camp next week, so you have the choice of coming with me and helping, or you can stay home and sleep in every morning. And I said, of course I'm going to a girls' rock camp with you. So I ended up volunteering the whole week in 2012 at the Seattle Girls Rock Camp. It's called Rain City Rock Camp for Girls. And then the second year, 2013, I went back and helped them again. And then 2014, we started ours here.
The Sitka Camp is going to take place August 8th through the 12th at Blatchley Middle School. What ages are the girls who can enroll in this camp?
Yes, it is for self-identified girls age 8 to 18. And an 18-year-old would also have the option, if they want to be an adult volunteer, they could do that. But we would still let them be a camper if they're in that age range.
What is a week in the life of a camper at the Girls Rock Camp like?
The campers come in Monday morning. They don't know what instrument they're going to play for the week. They've let me know what their preferences are.
Do they need to know how to play at all?
They do not need to know how to play, which is very cool. And it kind of sets us apart from a lot of typical music camps that you hear about in the state. And it's a nice opportunity for parents, if they want to give their kids an introduction to several instruments without having to buy one in their household yet. They have a workshop and an instrument class on Monday morning, and they get assigned to their instrument for the week. And then, you know, lunch and some of the fun camp-like activities. And then in the afternoon, they have another music-related workshop and their first band practice where they meet their band members. So basically every morning, Monday through Friday, it's an instrument class. Every afternoon, it's a band practice. And they have to write a song by the end of the week, and then they perform it.
For their communities? That's amazing.
Yes.
And so Sitka Show will take place possibly that Friday. I know that's all still up in the air, and we'll certainly get those details out on our calendar. But in addition to being a musical workshop, I've read that it is also an opportunity to talk about gender and the performance of gender, and I'm wondering how that fits into the camp.
It's interesting how it fits in, because the conversations just happen automatically. Those kids feel gender bias in their world. They might not know the politics behind sexism or feminism or unequal pay or things like that, but they feel it. There was one little girl last year in Anchorage who is 9 years old, and she asked one day in one of the workshop discussions where we watch a documentary called Misrepresentation, which is about women in the media and radio, movies, and music. And after that, I just open up the discussion and I ask the girls what they think. And one of them said, "When is enough going to be enough? I go hunting, I go fishing, I ride four-wheelers, I shoot bow and arrow. But when I get back to school in September and my teachers ask us what we did over the summer and I tell my stories about hunting and fishing, the boys look at me and say, 'Well, I bet your fish wasn't as big as mine,' or 'I bet you can't shoot bow and arrow as far as I can.'" And she said, "I'm only 9 years old and I already feel this. When is enough going to be enough?"
What'd you say to her?
I told her that it will only be enough when we all start making changes and start proving to the world that we can do whatever we want and that people shouldn't have to be limited by gender, that boys can be nurses and girls can be doctors, and neither of those things should be weird. We should be comfortable with that just as a choice for what a person wants to do with their life.
How does rock music fit into helping kids tap into that idea?
Because it's loud. It's loud. They don't have to be cute or pretty. Yeah. When you get an 8-year-old on drums, there's no way to be cute or pretty on a drum set. You just get to be loud and have fun, and it's physical, and it gets your energy coursing through your body, and it then makes it a little bit easier to write lyrics with your bandmates about something that you're interested in. And sometimes those lyrics are all about girl power and all about, "I'm not going to let anybody tell me what I can't do." And sometimes they write songs about ghosts and goblins and fun made-up stories. They have the most interesting lyrics that I've ever heard of. It's great.
Do the younger kids gel with the older kids and vice versa? It sounds like there's a big age difference, and I'm thinking about parents who are like, "This would be cool, but what if my daughter is shy?" Or what if my daughter would be so not into helping out a 10-year-old?
For the bands, when they get placed with their new bandmates, they're placed in their age group.
Okay.
So during workshops, during lunch times, or, you know, the morning and afternoon drop off and pickup times where the kids can kind of play all of the instruments, then they might be in practice rooms with mixed ages. What usually ends up happening is the older teens absolutely fall in love with the little kids. And the little kids start looking up to the older teens and just see them as big sisters and think they're so cool because their hair is cool and they, you know, do cool things with their t-shirts if they do some, you know, DIY kind of crafting. And it's just really interesting to watch because, of course, on Monday, the 8-year-olds and 18-year-olds are not talking to each other.
Right.
But by Wednesday, like, you see them just kind of crossing in the group and at lunch times, and they'll start making little pictures for each other, make buttons for each other, and just, yeah, they really, really gel because they're separated enough, and then when they are together, they're able to have fun.
Did you ever think it would work this well, this idea?
I knew that the idea worked because the camps that are in the Lower 48, there's 72 different states or countries or towns that have camps now. So there's 72 separate businesses, nonprofits, that run camps all over the world. And they've been around for about 15 years. So, and they started in Portland and New York. And I knew that the camp model worked. I knew that it was successful. I knew that it was needed. I didn't know if Alaska would latch onto it. And I was really amazed at how little advertising we had to do, because the word of mouth amongst the parents and just using Facebook is amazing. Once somebody has been to this camp and they see their daughter, who was too afraid to ever be on stage or ever go take a music lesson privately with a teacher, now is singing on stage and playing an instrument and the song that she wrote 2 days ago, the parents look at that and they just think that what we did was magic. And really, all we did was create the space for them to do that and to be able to create that song.
Monica, how can Sitka parents register for this camp? How can they get their kids involved? And can you also give us some details about when it will take place, too?
Yes. So the camp is August 8th through 12th. It's roughly 8 to 5-ish during the day. You can go on our website at girlsrockcampalaska.org, and there's a specific page for the Sitka camp so you don't get confused by the other towns. But please feel free to tell your friends and family members in the other towns that we have those going as well. And you can register directly on the Sitka page. We have full and reduced tuition waivers available for families that need it, and it's all explained there.
How much is the full and reduced tuition?
Well, the tuition is $350, and then we just work with the families if they need to pay less than that or if they need to use a full scholarship.
I hear you're also looking for adult volunteers, so what does that entail?
Yes, we have several volunteer positions. So there's the very specific ones, which would either be a drum teacher, piano teacher, guitar teacher, bass teacher, or a vocals teacher. And then there's the little bit more generic adult volunteer positions, which are band coaches. So even if you don't play an instrument wonderfully, but you're a really big music fan and you have good rhythm and you think you could help talk to a young band of kids about how to write a song, they get to write the lyrics, they get to come up with the chords, but it sometimes helps to just have a teacher say, okay, do you guys have your verse done yet? Okay, good. Well, maybe we should move on to the chorus.
And how many placements will there be in the Sitka camp? Do you know?
20 to 30 is what we're aiming for.
Okay.
If we had at least 12, that's enough to create a party. But I think there's not going to be any problem in this beautiful town to find 20 or 30 kids that want to take part in this.
Monica Lettner is the founder and executive director of Girls Rock Camp Alaska. Have a good morning.
Thank you.